From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. To Sudan now, where multi-party elections are fast approaching. The polls open next week, and that's creating anxiety across the country. Allegations of impropriety abound. A top presidential candidate has withdrawn from the race, and a number of political parties may boycott. But those complications pale in comparison to this simple fact. The overwhelming majority of the people in the South have never voted before. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
Gemma Pita and Gladys Mananyu are 30-somethings, and they're sitting in an office in Juba, southern Sudan, trying to visualize something they've never seen before. After more than 20 years of civil war between North and South Sudan, the nation will hold its first multi-party elections. And in the South, most every adult will have a chance to participate. Gemma Pita says even the prisons will have polling stations, and the hospitals, too.
For those who are not in a coma, they can vote.
Thankfully, Gladys Mananyu is not in a coma. She says she can't wait to get to the polling station.
And so, Gladys, have you ever voted?
No.
No?
No.
Are you nervous?
I'm not. I'm only excited.
Really?
Yes, because this is going to be my first time to do that. And I've been observing it from many countries. When I was in exile, I've seen at least 3 times.
Where?
One in Uganda, 2 in Kenya. So I was able to see, and out of what I learned, also my observation, I think I'll be confident during the voting time.
Over a 3-day period, millions of Southerners are supposed to vote for the next president of the entire Republic of Sudan. But that's not all they have to do. They've also got to choose a president for the semi-autonomous South, a governor for whichever of the region's 10 states they live in, and national, regional, and state lawmakers. In all, there'll be 12 ballots, which is a challenge for any voting population. But you know what would help? If people in southern Sudan knew how to read and write. 85% of the population is illiterate. Gemma Pita says she's worried.
For sure, that is a problem because in the town areas, okay, people know how to read and write. But in outside the towns, in the villages, most of the people are illiterate. So they have to be led. Somebody has to assist them.
Each candidate will have a symbol on the ballot that voters will hopefully recognize. For instance, Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir, can also be identified by the symbol of a tree. Or Salva Kiir, who's running for re-election as president of southern Sudan, has the symbol of a triangle with a star. International monitors are standing by, and those Southerners who can read and write will help guide their countrymen through the process. But PETA says voters will have to make a leap of faith that the facilitators will guide their hands to make the right ticks on the ballots.
My worry is that if the person who's assisting them is not really a man or a woman of God, that person can mislead the voters. But I hope those who will be put there are really the people of God, who have God in their hearts, and they do the wish of the voters.
But you know what would help? If most people in southern Sudan spoke the same language. In this region, people speak Arabic, English, and many different tribal languages. Casting millions of ballots in all those tongues will take time. But the election period is only 3 days. Gladys Mananyu has her doubts.
I still remain optimistic, but I think that is a big challenge for the Southerners. Mistakes are human, so I see our people going to face a lot of difficulties.
But you know what would help? If Gladys Mananyu and Gemma Pita could get answers to their most pressing questions. Maybe they should seek out some trained elections monitors. Except for one thing. They are trained elections monitors. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Juba, Southern Sudan.